It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado prisons are taking steps to ensure greater social distancing among inmates. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
State corrections officials are working to prevent COVID-19 outbreaks inside prisons. This week, they announced more efforts, like suspending large religious services and limiting the number of people who can eat in chow halls at one time. So far, 8 staffers and 3 prisoners have tested positive for the disease in multiple facilities. Officials say all prisoners and staff will eventually wear masks. They're being made by other prisoners. And prisons continue to limit the number of offenders transferred from county jails, many of which have had to deal with their own coronavirus outbreaks. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Scientists at the University of Colorado Boulder think they found a way to detect viruses like COVID-19 and the coronavirus before people feel sick. The device is called the Sick Stick. It would test saliva for the sign of cellular smoke signals. Nick Meyerson helped develop the test.
Regardless of what kind of infection you're dealing with, whether it's bacterial, viral, or fungal, and whether it's in your blood or in your stomach or in your lungs, somehow this signal gets released into your saliva.
They aim to have a coronavirus version ready in 6 to 8 months. In the meantime, CU scientists are submitting data to the Food and Drug Administration and conducting trials of the test's accuracy. People unhappy with Colorado's stay-at-home order plan to protest in Denver and Grand Junction this weekend. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The demonstrations follow similar ones around the country. The idea is for protesters to mainly stay in their cars, driving around in a group to demand the government reopen. The Grand Junction protest is on Saturday. Denver's is on Sunday, hosted near the state capitol by a group called Reopen Colorado. One organizer says the statewide order is too broad and causes too much economic pain. Instead, he wants to see more targeted measures, like quarantines for older and at-risk people, requiring masks outside the home, and having businesses take people's temperatures before letting them in. Governor Polis has said he is still evaluating when and how the state will start to reopen. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Today's weather is mostly sunny. There's more rain and snow coming this weekend. This is CPR News.